Hi, this is Roy Zimmerman. Listen to Inner Side Radio because it doesn't suck.
America's wonderful. Wonderful, 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 wonderful. It really makes it.
Out of sight, yeah. Listen, are you hung up?
What?
Go straight up.
I can't understand.
Out of sight, yeah. Listen, are you hung up?
Hey, I'm Dan Aykroyd, and I listen to Inner Side Radio with Scooter, because you know why? It don't suck.
Hi, boys and girls, I'm Jimmy Carl Black. I'm the Indian of the group.
What's there to live for? Who needs the Peace Corps? I'm completely stoned. I'm hippie and I'm trippy. I'm a gypsy on my own. I'll stay a week and get the crabs and take a bus back home.
All right, drop him. I said drop him. Drop him again. Once more.
These people are sitting on benches with no cushions or backs. They'll be forced to sit there for 17 hours, from 5 in the morning until 10 at night. They will not be fed or watered until they return to their skimpy barracks. Now you ask, why are they here? They are listening to a recorded lecture that is repeated over and over and over again. Communism is good. Communism is good. Communism is good. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Give up. Give up. Give up. Perhaps you will say, well, preacher, these things don't trouble me. Why not?
You win. You win. You win. Vado. Vado.
Said, I'm going to shout La Macasa in the name of Jesus.
Say what? What you mean? What you need, ma? Say what? What you mean? What you need, ma?
You be made whole by the power of God.
Like a mobster, pasta, pellegrino, piniella, vodka, lobster, Filipino, talking to me proper.
I'm going to shout it. See, come on, my bahuturi.
Uh-huh. Whoa. Whoa. You go slime, it's your time. Slime. Put your prickies in the air and let that gold shine. My, what's really, what's good? Cause if I get some, have a speaking in tongue. Like what you say.
All right.
I'm going to share it. Come on, my bahuturi. Like what you say.
You say because Jesus Christ has to come back before these things could happen. What makes you think Jesus has to come back first? You say the things that you're describing could only take place in the Great Tribulation. No, my friends, these are things that have already taken place where Christians have had to face these things in times past. He did not come back before the Christians.
Is that something called a moshokoto mazata? Matatoto motondoi tikishikanda kapokoto koto kala.
Like what you say.
Communism is good. Communism is good. Communism is good. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid.
I love you.
Give up. Give up. Give up.
Like what you say.
Judy, I am poor to surrender your soul to Jesus.
Okay.
Until you do, you'll never know salvation.
Okay, Mama, I'll do it Sunday, okay?
Well, Judy, I implore you, read the scripture.
Okay, Mama.
Okay.
Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid.
Christianity is
stupid.
Like what you say.
Christianity is stupid.
I love you.
Give up. Give up.
Like what you say.
Give up. Are you willing to repent of your sins and come back
Give
to
up.
God now? If you'll read
Give
the
up.
Scriptures, you'll see that God has always
Give up.
Commanded repentance.
What you say? Some rock poppin', what's poppin'? Make smoking on weed, got
Jesus.
A smoke, no. Like what you say?
Snuck up behind him and took his Quran. He said something about burning the Quran. I was like, dude, you have no Quran, and ran off. Snuck up behind him and took his Quran. Snuck up behind him and took his Quran.
Dude, you have no Quran. Dude, you have no Quran. Dude, you have no Quran. Dude, you have no Quran. Have no Quran. Have no Quran. Dude, you have no Quran. Dude, you have no Quran. Dude, you have no Quran. Have no Quran. Dude, you have no Quran. Snuck up behind him and took his Quran. Said something about burning the Quran. And I was like, dude, you have no Quran. Dude, you have no Quran. Snuck up behind him and took his Quran. Said something about burning the Quran. And I was like, dude, you have no Quran.
Quam, public burning of the Quran. Did not make links today. And ever left to be. Quark. Many caught Jacob. Eyes in the Hebrew after he took the Quran. All the pork world.
And I was like, dude, you have no Quran. Dude, you have no Quran. Dude, you have no Quran. Have no Quran. Have no Quran. Dude, you have no Quran. Dude, you have no Quran. Dude, you have no Quran. Have no Quran. Dude, you have no Quran. Dude, you have no Quran. Dude, you have no Quran. Have no Quran. Have no Quran. Dude, you have no Quran. Dude, you have no Quran. Dude, you have no Quran. Have no Quran.
Oh, hey, Scooter. Nice of you to show up.
I've been eating a little too much Oxycontin, so.
What, are you trying to be Rush Limbaugh?
What? Does this microphone make my ass look fat?
No, the six-pack a day makes your ass look fat. Are you going to share the pills?
They're for medicinal purposes, Stacy.
They're not going to help your fat ass.
Well, it's my back, you know. I heard it shoveling Korans last week. Load them in the truck, take them out of the truck. Mm. Take them to the park, put them out of the truck, put them back in the truck. These dumbass Christians can't make up their mind about anything. Jesus is God. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus dies for your sins. Jesus lives forever. God is love. Vengeance is His. That's
wait. General Petraeus said, don't burn the Koran. The Muslims will shoot our troops.
So when we firebomb their villages, the Korans don't burn?
Oh, that gives me an idea. Fireproof Quran.
Brilliant.
We'll make a killing.
More killing.
We'll offer them as premiums this fun drive.
With hand grenades.
And waterboards.
So, what am I going to do with all of these Korans here? God, look at this one. It smells like a meth lab.
Southern Baptist.
From Florida. Hold on, I have to take another Oxycontin.
So, you really messed your back up?
Well, my penis hurts too.
Did your bicycle chain slip?
No, I've been making videos of myself masturbating to a picture of Christine O'Donnell, and I'm sending them to the Delaware Teabogger blog. And it's a lot harder than you think. I mean, it's difficult. You have to frame the picture, then you have to start choking and stroking, and then the thing changes size, so you have to frame it again. Then you have to stop and refocus every time your toes curl. Took me all day long. I've worn half the skin off, and it's the only half the Jewish doctor left me.
Interesting.
And believe me, a picture of Christine O'Donnell doesn't keep you going for long. I have to squint and pretend it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
So you're easing your pain with Elaine.
Well, eventually I had to put a tape on it to keep me aroused.
You mean that Himalayan goat tape?
No, Mrs. Betty Bauer's Christian sex tape.
Welcome to the No Sin Zone. I'm your host of hosts, Mrs. Betty Bowers. When it comes to sex, tonight we're going to do the most vile, disgusting thing imaginable to my fellow Republicans. We're going to talk about it. Our first wanton sinner, line one.
Betty, just how personal you get with that personal savior.
As I've told Jesus countless times, I'm a lady, you're a trinity, I don't go for four ways, mister. Hello, despicable sinner, line seven.
Betty, do you think the Lord turns a blind eye when a gal previews the rapture with a ginormous purple vibrator?
Darling, if you want an orgasm from plastic, get an American Express Black Card. Trust me, you'll never go back. Hello, sinner, calling from...
Utah.
Someone's going to have a seamless transition into hell.
Mrs. Bowers, are you for same-sex marriage?
Absolutely. Changes in positions are for harlots and politicians, and they leave footprints on the headboard. If Americans crave novelty, they should do what Jesus told them to do for a change. Welcome, Unsaved Trash Line 2.
Lilibet, this is Jesus. You know what I want to talk about? America and her materialistic, warmongering corruption of my words.
Not that again. What a scold. Next caller.
My child just read a Bible verse about some nasty who was donkey dick Egyptians that squirted in their face like they had horse between their legs. Made me want to vomit. I never realized I had hardcore pornography lying around my house.
How dare you recite from the Bible? This is a family program, and that is a perfect example why the Lord's bestseller is simply not Christian enough for a Christian home. Let's be honest. If God hadn't written it, we'd be trying to keep it out of public libraries, not into public schools. Caller from a sad little country that isn't America.
In your traditional marriage video, you point out that Adam and Eve only had grandchildren because some sick perv shagged a relative. Why would Jehovah come up with such an odious way to start a family?
What part of created in his image do you foreign trash not understand, dear? You think God's design for the first human family was kinky? Just look at the way he started his own. God slept with Mary to have Jesus, but God is Jesus, so Jesus had sex with his own mother to conceive himself. Try running the DNA on that crime scene. Next hellbound caller.
Elizabeth, this is Jesus again. I'm still waiting.
And so are we, dear. 2,000 years, a few minutes won't kill you, and if it does, you'll be back in 3 days, no biggie. Next caller.
Praise God, sister in Christ, for your bash ministry, because Satan is everywhere, tempting straight men like me, but I rebuke you, hot crotches and Mr. Beelzebub, because my Savior was hung on a cross, not in his pants. Oh my God, that is a huge wiener. Oh girl, it's the Bible I hear.
Hail Mary, lesser Christians. Interpret this passage to mean men should not have sex with other men. Rubbish! What God said was don't lie with men like you lie with women. Don't fib about reciprocity when you're just a big old bossy bottom. For truly, the way men lie about sex with man and womankind is an abomination. Next salacious caller.
Betty, I am weak, but granny tranny, eunuch flesh, how do I become righteous in good life?
Be careful what you wish for, dear. When the Lord went on two of his many killing rampages, Noah and Lot were spared because they were righteous. And how did they celebrate? By getting vomiting, drunk, and naked. Noah shoved his penis in his son's faces, and with Lot, he aimed a little lower in his daughters. In other words, if you become righteous in God's eyes, be prepared to register with the police next time you move, dear. Appalling judge of character.
Betty, my sweet hubby has a low sperm count.
Lucky you, nasty stuff. Next, depraved sinner.
Elizabeth Bowers, this is your Lord and Savior. Alloweth me to speaketh.
Please remaineth on the line, and your call will be answered in the order it was receiveth.
Elizabeth A. Bowers.
Jesus H. Christ. I'm all for abstinence-only education, but lately I've become less concerned with what comes out of the mouths of high school teachers than what goes into them. That's why I've launched a new campaign with a more unequivocal message. Girls, and some of you boys, if you want to spread your wings in heaven, you'd better not spread your legs in high school, because true love waits. Although I find opportunistic lust tends to be somewhat less patient. Remember, a Christian lady never does anything that leaves lipstick on a body part not seen in church.
Well, it turns out they may not be quite as innocent after all. The media is afraid to tell you that, and in a way, so am I. But buckle up, you need to hear it. Here's the point tonight. There is an extremist plot afoot here in America to silence dissenting voices. And here's how I got there.
You can see it already, the jungle, Hilton's, orchids bloom in the moonlight on the music. The bar with the orchids and a tank against one wall full of piranha fish. The management throws in live goldfish and pieces of raw meat. It's quite an attraction. The motels, souvenir shops, and hamburger joints, drunken Indians, polluted rivers, the gritty bite of diesel fumes in front of the Manaus Opera House, tourists posing with a boa constrictor. Terrible scandal, a big pop star in a jealous rage fueled by cocaine grabbed his girlfriend's Yorkshire Terrier and threw it into the piranha tank. As the piranhas attacked the floundering dog, the hysterical starlet threw a heavy bronze ashtray which shattered the tank, spilling snapping fish and bloody water across the patrons as the disemboweled screaming dog dragged its intestines across the floor. Quite a scene it was, and of course there were plenty of cameras to freeze-dry this edifying spectacle for posterity and export. It's the little touches that make a future solid enough to be destroyed. Apocalypse. Mariners sailing close to the shores of Tuscany heard a voice cry out from the hills, the trees, and the sky. The great god Pan is dead. Pan, god of panic. The sudden awareness that everything is alive and significant. The date was December 25, 1 A.D. But Pan lives on in the realm of imagination, in writing and painting and music. Look at Van Gogh's sunflowers writhing with pretentious life. Listen to the pipes of Pan in Jujuka. Now Pan is neutralized, framed in museums, entombed in books, relegated to folklore. But art is spilling out of its frames into subway graffiti. Will it stop there? Consider an apocalyptic statement. Nothing is true, everything is permitted. Hassan E. Saba, the old man of the mountain. Not to be interpreted as an invitation to all manner of unrestrained and destructive behavior, that would be a minor episode which would run its course. Everything is permitted because nothing is true. It is all make-believe, illusion, dream, art. When art leaves the frame, and the written word leaves the page. Not merely the physical frame and page, but the frames and pages have assigned the categories. A basic disruption of reality itself occurs. The literal realization of art. Success will write apocalypse across the sky. The artist aims for a miracle. The painter wills his pictures to move off the canvas with a separate life. Movement outside of the picture, and one rent in the fabric is all it takes for pandemonium to sluice through. Last act, the end. This is where we all came in. The final apocalypse is when every man sees what he sees, feels what he feels, hears what he hears. The creatures of all your dreams and nightmares are right here, right now, solid as they ever were or ever will be. Electric vitality of careening subways, faster, 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 stations flash by in a blur. Pan God of panic whips screaming crowds as millions of faces look up at the torn sky. Off the track, off the track. The planet is pulling loose from its moorings, careening into space. Spilling cities and mountains and seas into the void. Spinning faster and faster as days and nights flash by like subway stations. Iron penis chimneys ejaculate blue sparks in a reek of ozone. Tunnels crunch down teeth of concrete and steel, flattening cars like beer cans. Graffiti eats through glass and steel like acid, races across the sky in tornadoes of flaming colors. Cherry pickers with satin brushes big as a door inch through Wall Street, leaving a vast souvenir postcard of the Grand Canyon. Water trucks slosh out paint. Outlaw painters armed with paint pistols paint everything and everyone in reach. Survival artists, paint cans strapped to their backs, grenades at their belts, paint anything and anybody within range. Skyriders dogfight, collide and explode. Telephone poles dance electric jigs in swirling, crackling wires. Neon explosions and tornadoes flash through ruined cities. Volcanoes spew molten colors as the Earth's crust buckles and splinters into jigsaw pieces. Household appliances revolt. Washing machines snatch clothes from the guests. Bellowing hoovers suck off makeup and wigs and false teeth. Electric toothbrushes leap into screaming mouths. The clothes dryers turn gardens into dust bowls. Garden tools whiz through lawn parties impaling the guests, who are hacked to fertilizer by industrious Japanese hatchets. Those of misshapen bulbous plants spring from their bones, covering golf courses, swimming pools, country clubs, and tasteful dwellings. At my back, faster and faster, I always hear, hurry up, energy ground down into, please, it's time closing. Sidewalks and streets by billions of feet and tires erupt from manholes and tunnels, break out with volcanic force. Let it come down, careening subways faster and faster, stations blur by. and whip screaming crowds with flaming pikes. Millions of faces look up at the torn sky. Off the track, off the track. Planet is pulling loose from its moorings, careening off into space, spilling cities and mountains and seas into the void, faster and faster. Skyscrapers scrape rents of blue and white paint from the sky. The rivers swirl with color. Nitrous ochres and reds eat through the bridges falling into the rivers, splashing colors across warehouses and piers and roads and buildings. Amokart floods inorganic mold, stirring passions of metal and glass, steel girders writhing in mineral lust burst from their concrete covers. Walls of glass melt and burn with madness in a billion crazed eyes. Bridges buck cars and trucks into the rivers. The sidewalks run ahead faster and faster. Energy ground down into sidewalks and streets by billions of feet and tires. Erupts from manholes and tunnels, breaks out with volcanic force. Let it come down. Caught in New York, meet the animals of the village. The Piper pulled down the sky. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
Eleanor,
lead us not into temptation.
Picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
We started out with some vintage Frank Zappa, then cut to the soundtrack from a 1971 anti-communist Christian propaganda film called If Footmen Tire, What Will Horses Do? Catchy title. Speaking in Tongues jam was Cam'ron. Then, some actual speaking in tongues. Dude, You Have No Koran auto-tune remix from rkshorts.com. Scooter and Stacey Davis live on KPFT. Betty Bauer's Christian sex tape. William Burroughs from Dead City Radio, and the Beatles. This was the Innerside Radio Program. My name is Scooter, and I'll see you all next week.
Church and was buried along with her name. Nobody